New Zealand Defense Minister Gary Brownlee has given a speech outlining New Zealand's perspectives and security priorities. He speaks highly of China's contribution to the UN peacekeeping mission.
In peacekeeping, New Zealand is very grateful for the force protection provided by the People's Liberation Army soldiers working under the United Nations banner in southern Sudan side by side with some of our troops. China is now one of the world's biggest contributors to peacekeepers to United Nations missions, and we commend you for your commitment to maintaining international peace and security through these means.
Brownlee says because New Zealand's interests in maritime domain are global, free navigation is especially important for his country. In talking about the issue of South China Sea, he says over half of New Zealand's maritime trade passes through the region.
It is of particular importance to New Zealand, reliant as we are on seaborne trade and the security and freedom of navigation for our economic prosperity and well-being. Over half of New Zealand's maritime trade passes through the South China Sea.
The comment comes after Chinese President Xi Jinping and his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama jointly announced last Friday that both countries support the freedom of navigation and overflight that countries enjoy and insist on solving disputes among directly concerned parties through peaceful negotiations and consultations. Gary Brownlee says being a longtime ally to the United States, New Zealand doesn't think its military ties with Washington contradict relations with Beijing.
We do not see our defence relationship with the United States and China as mutually exclusive. We believe that the United States and China want the same things for the Asia Pacific, peace and prosperity. This is New Zealand's desire as well, and we will work with all parties to achieve that outcome.
He adds that an inclusive dialogue will ensure all nations will integrate into a rules-based international order so that territorial disputes can be properly dealt with. The China-New Zealand relationship was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership during President Xi Jinping's visit to New Zealand last year. Following Brownlee's visit in Beijing, he will go to Chengdu Military District, meet with commanders, and visit a military base. Since Brownlee has some personal experience in disaster response and recovery, he also hopes to learn from the perspectives and expertise of Chinese leaders and officials who dealt with the tragic 2008 Sichuan earthquake. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.